Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, how is everyone today? Are you in a light space? Or is there something present for you that's keeping you from being fully present in your world? Are you here, or are you distracted from being fully present? And are you even present in your body? So that's the topic of today's show, you and your body. So are you acknowledging what your body contributes to your life and living? This is what we're going to clear and get clear on, ways that will allow you to be fully in your body as a way to fully be in your life and living. So are you clear on that, or is there a block? If so, what is blocking you from being in your body and your life and living? And are there any heavy thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are keeping you from living fully in your body? I wonder what else is possible now. Well, my live guest and I will be speaking about this, living you fully from a very nonlinear point of view and in ways to navigate from a conscious space of awareness and possibilities. This is what we're going to explore tonight, and I'm so excited about it, really. How does it get any better than this? So what we're going to do before I bring her on is we're going to get clear on some of these, let's say clear a space so that you could receive more from the discussion tonight like we do on the show. So as you know, I will be sharing with you some questions and clearings so we can bring in the live guests as a way to really receive more, like I just said. So you and your body, how many projections and expectations are you using to create the separation of you and your body that you're choosing? So everything that is, let's do a clearing on this. Would you like to clear it all now? And remember, all you have to do is take a deep breath in with all that heavy and release it now on the exhale. And if you know the clearing tool, PonPoc, please use that. Ah, wow, thank you. So when you ask your body to show you the way, it opens the doors to possibilities. Do you get that? That the majority of the world thinks their body is a wrongness. Do you believe that your body is a wrongness? So how many fixed points of view do you have about you and your body? Would you like to clear all that now? Deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale, or PonPoc. Wow, thank you. So here are a few more questions that we're going to ask, like your body. And here's really what you can ask your body directly. And that is, what would you like to look like, body? Body, would you like, what would you like to have? Body, what would you like to eat? So what energy, space, consciousness, and choice can you and your body be to create a physical reality and physiological reality beyond this reality with total ease? Wow. So everything that won't allow all that, would you like to clear it all now? Yes, let's take a deep breath in and release all on the exhale, or PonPoc. Wow, thank you. So everywhere you have cut you and your body off from your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, or receiving, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale. Wow. Thank you. So here are some more questions for you and your body. what other questions could you actually ask here of your body? What other choices do you have here for you and your body? What else could you be here that would allow this to clear right away? So anything that won't allow all that, let's clear it now. Deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Oh, wow. Thank you. So now I believe it's time to bring on our live guest, because I just can sense the energy. We are so ready for her. So I would like to formally introduce to you my live guest, and her name is Danielle Veranda. Now, Danielle is a certified Access Consciousness Facilitator for the last 8 years, as well as a contributing author of the best-selling book, Possibilities of Parenting, and co-hosted the radio show, Dancing with Consciousness. She has always been called to areas of transformation for over 30 years, has been the owner of Essential Jade, specializing in skincare and nail care, as a licensed esthetician, and founder of International Feng Shui Design, as well as a certified Blue Mountain Feng Shui consultant. Danielle has always known that there was something else that was possible, enjoys dancing in life, as well as staying in the question with what joy, what play, what fun can show up right away. I love that question. Wow. She is known as a transformative agent of magnitude, transforming her life as well as the lives of others with facilitating Access Consciousness classes and individual sessions. Danielle resides in Seattle and in San Francisco and has 3 amazing children who have transformed her life beyond her wildest imagination. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Danielle to the show. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is really fun.
Oh, I'm so grateful to have you on, and I'm so excited by this conversation about, wow, what can our bodies contribute to us that we're not acknowledging?
Yeah, I loved your clearings, your questions and your clearings. That was so great for me as well. And they're just something that can just change things and shift things so quickly. That's one of the many things that's so brilliant about our bodies, is that our bodies can change so quickly if we're willing to give it what it's looking for.
Yeah, wow. I love that you're acknowledging that, because as you're saying that, I'm actually receiving the clearings as well as you're acknowledging that. And you're right. Like, the moment we actually are tuning into that and allow our bodies to receive it, it shifts it so quickly. And these tools are pretty amazing.
Now, you mentioned something around where they're, you know, asking the question, was there any heaviness? Was there a lightness, or is there any heaviness in your body? And what most people don't acknowledge is that our bodies are a sensory organ. So we are always picking up and perceiving everything around us, you know, not only just within the proximity of us, but beyond that, like, you know, in our neighborhood and beyond, and even, 10,000 miles away, there might be something that occurs, whether it's the earth is moving or there's some major event, and all of a sudden we feel like maybe some strangeness or some intensity in our bodies, and we don't acknowledge what we're actually picking up. And our bodies are always communicating with us, and we are often not willing to acknowledge that, which can show up as
a
heaviness.
Yeah, and as you mentioned this, it's so interesting. I have a train going by outside my location, and even that, this acknowledging of the vibration of that, my body picks up on that, and that's exactly what you're speaking to, is that they're almost like conduits from which we receive so much, and if we aren't clearing them on a regular basis, along with, I guess, our being and body can do that together, it can get very heavy, and it can be from across the world, or it can be right next door. We have those capacities, and like you said, if we acknowledge it, then I sense that we bring it into an awareness from which then can be cleared.
Yeah, and even just acknowledging what you might be picking up that doesn't even belong to you, that your body's just communicating to you, sometimes it doesn't even require a clearing, because if you're willing to acknowledge something, and does it actually belong to you or not? That's like one example I use, because most people can relate to it, is let's say you're going to the airport and you're on time, you haven't forgotten anything, and, you know, you're looking forward to where you're going, you're not afraid of flying, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll ask people, so have you ever noticed where you might have a sense of anxiety? And virtually everybody says yes. And then, of course, it often will intensify as you get closer, and then when you're in the airport, and oftentimes even on the airplane, and there can be even more anxiety. Because most people talk to me about how, oh, I have anxiety, and it's like, okay, so is it yours? Or are you just receiving it from everybody else who is running late to the airport, who's maybe their flight got canceled, maybe they did forget something, maybe they don't like to go where they're going, or they're afraid of flying. And, you know, how many people in the airport are experiencing some of that? And then our bodies are like, hey, this person is, you know, absolutely, you know, scared to death to fly. You know, we pick that up.
Exactly. I love that you're pointing that out. It's the acknowledgement that actually leads then to probably the awareness of where it's coming from. And I love how you describe that. And sometimes just acknowledging it can clear right away without having to necessarily even do a clearing, but simply the acknowledgement pops it. Or in a lot of times too, and I wonder if you're, I'm sure you're aware of this too, is that actually a lot of times anxiety is misidentified awareness, and how much is our body picking up on all that awareness that's not spoken or seen but is sensed, as you described it?
Virtually 100% of the time.
Yeah.
For people who, you know, maybe have anxiety, you know, it's like, okay, well, so did you grow up in a household where one or both parents had anxiety? And virtually always they'll say yes. I said, so how familiar are you with that energy? Because it's just the energy, right?
Yes. And you know what that goes to? Once people are able to acknowledge that the energy beneath the thought, feelings, and emotions that they're picking up on, I'm wondering, you know, this is what we're speaking to, is where our body actually contributes to our being, and I'm sure our being contributes to our body. It almost sounds like that's where they meet, is in that energy.
Yeah, and the other thing I've discovered is, like, when somebody has grown, not, it doesn't always have to be where they've grown up with it, but more often than not, when they've grown up around a particular energy, whether it be anger or passiveness or anxiety and depression, it's like they're really familiar with that energy. And so what I find is their bodies become kind of a magnet of being extra, ultra aware of it. So they literally can sense and pick up. And oftentimes, you know, if they're not identifying it as not belonging to them, that they're just aware, that they actually will lock it into their body and buy it as theirs when it was never theirs in the first place. So these are things that if people really want to step into, like playing with this and using some of these tools, like asking the question, is this mine, you know, and see what they sense. You know, does it feel expansive? Does it feel contractive? If it's contractive, it's like, no, you know, no, it doesn't. And we don't always have to figure out who it belongs to, but just to know that it's not yours, and, you know, you can just let it go because it's not yours. You're just aware. And it's such a kindness to the body when you're not buying everything that you sense as yours. because otherwise it's actually really quite an unkindness to the body. You know, it really starts to create a contraction in the body, which is really makes it more difficult to have the joy and the fun, the play with your body. Because really that's the whole point of having a body, right?
Yeah, it actually blocks it from being and having fun and enjoying the space of this life that we're aiming to create and choose. And I love how you brought up that space where a lot of times people lock it in their body, and even for a lifetime of it, starting when they're very young, absorbing it from someone else, and referring back to that question of who or what does this belong to. And I have shared that tool with the listeners of the return to sender with consciousness, that can help clear it. And I know even just using the tools myself, I recall even using that tool where it has literally one question of that has cleared a whole relationship, or it's cleared things in ways that are just beyond. And so when we're willing to be in that question and clear it, like you said, it doesn't even need to be from a specific person or place, but just doing it can clear it for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really literally will change your world, and it actually will change your body, because your body doesn't have to like carry all the stuff that doesn't, it doesn't belong to your body. So that's, we mentioned earlier about asking your body, what thing is most of us are not willing to acknowledge, our body is as, and its awareness, because our bodies are willing to have way more awareness than the being, as we refer to it. And so, because, who eats? The body or you? But we have a ton of points of view about food, for example, what's right, what's wrong, good, what's bad, the right way to eat, the wrong way to eat, et cetera, et cetera. And really, if we were to just ask a simple question of, hey, body, first of all, are you hungry? Just because it's lunchtime doesn't necessarily have to eat, because your body might not be hungry. And then you can, if you get a yes, then okay, well, body, what would you like to eat? And what's so cool, bodies are so cute, and so sometimes they have to be pretty clever, because we're not always bright. And, we're like, la, 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 la. And our bodies are always like pinging us to pay it, to get our attention, and we will override our bodies all the time because we aren't willing to have body awareness. But the more we start to have a relationship with our body, and even if we don't give it everything it asks for, there's so much gratitude. Your body starts to have so much gratitude that you're even willing to ask, and everything that you do choose to give it, it not only makes the body so happy, and I have found that a happy body is healthy, and then you start to literally co-create with your body in all kinds of ways. And it's not only, how your body, the health of your body, the way the body looks, what it's able to do, but it also will co-create in any area of your life, literally. Like, how cool is that?
Wow. I love that. And as you're speaking to all this about the body and listening to and asking it questions, when we get outside of those thought, feelings, and emotions and really tune in into the awareness and the knowing, perceiving space, really the energy of the body, it will give us information that will be surprising a lot of times, because our mind tends to be following all those rules that you acknowledge, like the linear point of view or what we're supposed to do according to health. But your body knows something more than your mind knows. And I love that you're speaking to that. And also, I would love for you to speak more about the idea of co-creating with the body. That sounds so yummy.
I must say, Dr. Sarah, that when I first heard that in a body class called Bright body for you. When I first heard that, my body just lit up. Like, yes, this is what I've been talking about and trying to show you. And like so many people, like I have my areas that I'm still working on as far as like communicating with my body and playing with what else is possible in all kinds of realms. But that so lit up for me, and it's like, yes. Mm-hmm. And not only did it sound fun and expansive, it also was like the fun that would be, and well, the ease of it. That's what it was. It was the ease of that. Like everywhere that I have been, almost like dragging my body around and trying to get things done, but I haven't been tapping into the brilliance of my body.
Mm.
When we've had this,
yes,
amazing. Tool, if you want. I mean, you know, the awareness our bodies have and the willingness that it is to gift to us if we were only willing to have the awareness and receive it. And
yes,
one of the many things that I have found personally to open up, as well as in working with others, is when they when people have either done an individual session using these tools, or taking a class, like taking classes, especially the Access Consciousness classes, that has like just opened up whole new universes for me. And part of that has been like co-creating with the body, because these classes really introduce you and your body to receive and to create
yeah.
a communion with the body.
On a whole nother level, like literally tapping into the consciousness space of body, which is a whole nother realm that we haven't been exposed to really in this reality. It's a whole nother reality when you come from that point of view and tap into consciousness and choice and possibilities with body.
And what's also really cool about it is it's really easy.
Mm, yeah, so much easier.
It can be really fun. And, yeah. You know, so many people think that change has to be hard and difficult and painful. No, what if that is a total lie that we've bought? And
yeah.
What if it could actually be easy? And as well as you start to use these tools, that, you know, it would also create a lot of ease in any area of your life.
Yeah, and I am so grateful that you're acknowledging that. And almost where consciousness creates a space of it's easy, it's simple, we just have to choose it and use it. And I know you actively utilize your space of being, and I love how you describe all this and consciousness and using tools, and I'm living that as well. And it really goes beyond words and just taps into this vibration of wow, and what else is possible from there. So amazing.
Yeah, so some of the tools, as you referred to earlier in the show, is like ask your body. You know, you could ask your body anything, like, you know, not only the simple things, like, hey, body, what would you like to wear? And just see what it shows up. I mean, again, you're not obligated. The body's certainly used to us overriding all the time. But if you're willing to be in the question, and then if you do end up choosing whatever it is that your body is showing you or telling you, you'll find that, you know, whether it be an outfit or doing a particular activity or going a certain direction, driving, that actually there's like more joy that shows up, like, oh my gosh, I feel so amazing. Not only and the contribution that can be, you know, and then I'm gonna go this way, maybe it's a different way than you normally go, and who knows, I mean, maybe you're avoiding a major traffic jam or accident, and your body has that awareness. As well as maybe you end up running into having, you know, seeing something that you've been asking for, and your body's like, see, this is, you've been asking for this, and here's some more information, or this is the place that you've been asking for,
yes,
or the person, you know? So So that's one way you can co-create with your body.
I love that. And do you find that the body will communicate to you in different ways? Like for me, I'll sometimes get like a chill, or I'll get a part of my body vibrating a certain way, or an awareness. There's so many ways I sense the body can actually communicate with us. Those are just obviously a couple. But
it really can
display itself.
And every body is different. And so there might be, like some people might get a headache, or they might get sweaty palms or an intensity in their body. And oftentimes, if you start asking questions around it, sure enough, the body is that's one of the ways that your body might communicate, like, oh, hey, I'm trying to get your attention here. And so it might create some intensity. But probably the funniest thing story was in a 3-day body class, the person I was working with ended up, he was talking about how he went to go get some, you know, on a break. And he says, oh, I just had my first chocolate that I've had in 7 years. And I was like, oh, wow, really? I said, so did you happen to ask, you know, like, body, what would you like? And he goes, no, I was walking by and it lunged at the chocolate. Because it's been 7 years and the body wanted chocolate. But he had perceived the chocolate was bad. And then the other part of that was, like, he said, yeah, but I did start using that. And he had been a vegetarian for 7 years. Mm. And he goes, yeah, I did start using that question a few months ago. And when he asked his body, hey, body, what would you like to eat? It literally yelled at him, chicken.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
All kinds of ways.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering the key thing, and then we'll finish up on this point. And I want to also ask you what's currently going on in your world with what you're creating, but like this idea of being in the question all the time, even if I, like, if you get a chill, ask what this is, body, what is this communicating to you? That question can actually open up to the communication with it as a way to get the acknowledgement. And it may be the same. It may be different from the last time. It's just like the body is such a conscious space. When we are in the question with it, it can give us that information right in that moment.
Exactly. And I just wrote an article on what is the most toxic substance in the world or for your body.
Wow.
It's judgment.
Mm.
And we do self judgment constantly, as well as judge everything else. But judgment of ourselves is like self abuse, and that does not make for a happy body.
It
so even
certainly
if we
doesn't.
Were being willing to be kinder to ourselves,
it makes all the
difference.
It
literally is the most toxic substance in the world. And the more we step out of judgment of ourselves and anything else, we actually can change the world and really create
amazing
Earth that is sustainable.
Well,
so,
believe it or not, our time has flown by, Danielle. I would love to have you back on, either to continue this conversation or to delve into another one. Would you be willing to come back?
Absolutely. I would love it.
And I would love, and is there anything real quick that you would like to share that's coming up for you that the listeners can follow you with or?
I think you're adding my link to my website. So if they'd like to find out more information about what's coming up, I do have some classes that are coming up on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of November, some body classes and an Access Bars class, as well as a foundation class November 22nd, which is a 4-day class of change. All of it changes, but 4 days, you can imagine.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and look
thank
forward
you,
so much to have you back
fun.
On. Oh,
absolutely.
Super.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Yes. And so just real quick for the listeners, here's the question of the week. Are you acknowledging what your body contributes to you in your life, in your living? So we're short on time. I'm going to shout out a goodbye for today, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week. Take care for now.